Welcome to Atskia. I think I know why you're here. There's something a bit lonesome about you. The city fog serves as a constant cover-up because unconsenting bystanders choose to ignore the dark sides of things they can't understand. There is a heart that beats at the center of Atskia, rhythmic but soft and gentle, and it's not what you think. And people think, in painful simplicity, you have a city, you cover it in fog, and people will think it's the stuff from nightmares. You'll think it's something to be afraid of. But you won't find a place quite like this. Old cities are painted red and warm, while newer modern cities are painted sleek and silver. And Atskia has no color, not tainted, not pure. But the city, it breathes. It breathes and it's alive. And blood flows through its veins, and the fog pushes and pulls. And the beating heart beats below the ground, but at the same time, it feels like it's floating. In between the changing lights and colors of the city, young people shift and move and connect together in a pattern that will never make sense. Out of a brothel at 8 a.m. in the morning, car keys to his Benz in one hand and a cup of iced coffee in the other. His wallet is now a few thousand dollars heavier. And behind the dumpster, youth stands in a suit with a gun pressed to another man's temple, surrounded by bodyguards in identical uniforms, all holding rifles. Surprisingly enough, the mob isn't the darkest part of the city. They only control the parts that lie in the streetlight. Ship pulls into the port of Atskia, and a group of men, led by a boy with green-tinged hair, pull off a suspiciously inconspicuous tank of cargo, filled with 30 kilos of coke, but not the cheap kind. And there's a woman, with red hair, standing on one of the taller rooftops of the city, smoking a cigarette. And underneath all that smooth silk of her dress is a gun, and she stands there as three men, clad, watch from behind her. This city is hers, and she wants to paint it pretty. Her father said, don't buy clubs, stick with the class, drugs, and territory. And when she finally put a bullet in her father's skull, she didn't hesitate to pick up the phone and buy one club in each district and watched as the money came in. Metal smell heavy enough to make you dizzy. Let me tell you something that's good to know. People know what people want, and in cities like these, money comes partially from class, partially from sex, and partially from alcohol, because humans are painfully flawed, and we would give up years of our lives to forget one particular moment. Below her, there's a race. Four boys on motorbikes shooting down the highway. They'll be far done by the time the cops show up. There's a boy in a school uniform at the bus station, headphones in and eyes closed. There's a song playing through the speakers. You can close your eyes and glide from Tokyo-style skyscrapers down to Chicago streets, up to the parks filled with green and the cool, clear water of the port. And the boy is listening to experience in the literal and metaphorical sense. This is only the beginning. Welcome to Atskia.